Are you Dr. Turner?
Yes,
Could I see you, please? It's very important.
Well, couldn't it wait until tomorrow? I mean, you know, it's very late. Well, after 11...
Well, it's very important, Doctor. I'm sorry to trouble you, but...
Oh, all right, then.
You see, very Doctor, well. It's like this. My name is Blaine. Perhaps that means something to you.
Well, as a matter of fact, no, it doesn't.
Horatius Blaine?
Horatius Blaine. Wait a minute. Horatius Blaine. Yes, I seem to remember.
Yes, yes.
There was a Horatius Blaine found dead at Glenvale. And, if I remember correctly, I examined the body...
And?
An accident, if I remember. Yes.
It wasn't an accident, Doctor. Horatius Blaine was murdered.
Oh, come now, wait a
minute. I know, Doctor, because I am Horatius Blaine. I know what happened that night.
You are... Oh, now, this is ridiculous.
Is it, Doctor? Is it ridiculous? Look at me. Go on, look at me. I was the man you examined, wasn't I? Wasn't I, Doctor?
I stared at the wild-eyed man opposite me. I stared and I remembered. This was the man, but he was dead then, there was no doubt at all. And now he was here in my consulting room in the middle of the night, and I felt an unpleasant prickling at the base of my spine. And fear edged all around me as I faced this man who was dead.
Silent herald of life and death, success or failure, the unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
I remember thrusting aside the fear. I had to be sensible about this, because obviously there was a reasonable explanation. There must be. He almost sensed the conflict raging in me.
I can't accept it myself, Doctor.
Oh, but this is ridiculous. Now, come along. Come along, my good man, and sit down and tell me the real story.
All right. Thank you. Well, I was murdered by Marwick and that woman. I remember it all clearly, but I could do nothing. Marwick was very strong, and they rigged everything to make it look like an accident. They were very clever, the two of them, but, well, and of course they always have been. You must tell the police.
But why don't you?
They won't listen.
You've been to them?
Hundreds of times and more, but they wouldn't listen.
And what did they say?
They wouldn't listen to me. They brushed me aside as if I didn't exist. So then I came here to you.
I see. Let's go to the police together tomorrow and I'll explain. They will listen.
It's no good, Doctor. You must go to Marwick. You must accuse him and that woman of murder.
Now, look here. I can't go to them.
Oh, but you must.
Why don't you?
You just don't understand, do you? And I hoped you would. Of all people, I thought you could help me.
Now listen to me, Mr. Blaine. Come round and see me tomorrow at 11 and we'll both go to the police.
Oh, it's no use.
And you know, there's another thing. You look to me particularly healthy and strong. Now, if you'd been murdered, you'd be dead, wouldn't you?
I am, Doctor. I am.
Mr. Blaine, I've seen a good many dead people, and I promise you that you don't fit the description at all. Now, please follow my suggestion. Come here at 11 tomorrow, and we'll follow this business through the correct channels.
You don't believe me. You don't.
It's all so hopeless. No one believes.
Yes, no one.
What can I do to make you... What can I do?
Dear, I'm really feeling very tired, and if you come tomorrow, as I suggested, I'll do all I can to help you then.
No one believes. No one believes.
I opened the door, and the tiny figure stumbled away into the night. And I remember watching him. And in the light of a street lamp, he turned, his eyes dark and reproachful. It was then that I heard Helen beside me.
Darling, what are you standing here for? It's terribly late.
Well, that character over there, you see him?
Where?
That's odd. He's gone. He was standing under that street lamp, and now he's gone. Well, anyway, if he's to be believed, he's dead.
Peter, what are you talking about?
According to him, he's one Horatius Blaine. Now, the last time I saw him, he was lying dead from injuries received in an accident.
You mean the man you've just seen is the same person?
He can't be, obviously, but it is intriguing because, you see, they're identical.
But if he's dead...
I know. If he's dead, he's dead, and that's the end of it. Well, these can't be the same person, obviously, but... Well, they are alike. In fact, my dear, it's quite uncanny.
Well, what did he call about?
To tell me he was murdered by someone called Marwick. Of course, he's a crackpot. People seem to go that way sometimes and pester their unfortunate doctor.
Oh, dear, I'm so tired.
What did you tell him?
Well, to call again tomorrow at 11 o'clock, when this affair will be handed over to the police. You know, you've got to placate them. It's no good telling him that he's crazy.
It's odd, isn't it?
Yes, it's very odd. Now, don't you go worrying about this, darling.
The thing is, Peter...
Yes?
The thing is, why did you answer the door in the first place?
Answer the door? Well... Fellow knocked, of course.
But he didn't, Peter.
What?
He didn't knock. You were sitting in that chair there, reading. Then suddenly you got up and went into the hall. I came out to look for you, and you were standing at the door there. You said something about a man under the streetlight. I didn't hear anything or see anyone.
My dear Helen, I heard the fellow clearly, and I saw him clearly. He did knock, and I took him through to my consulting room. I did. I'm not a fool, and I certainly don't suffer from delusions. He told me his name was Horatius Blaine. Now, I ask you, would I make up a name like that, would I? And he mentioned someone called Marwick, and there was some talk of a woman as well.
Oh, well. Oh, let's forget about it, shall we? Come on, darling. Let's go up to bed.
I followed Helen slowly up the stairs. I kept telling myself, and it was a perfectly reasonable explanation for all this. Then I consoled myself with the thought that I would never see the strange Mr. Blaine again. He would be pestering some other doctor in the morning. But I was wrong there. I was so very wrong. Last night.
Your mysterious visitor.
Oh, Lane. Great heavens, I've forgotten all about him.
Liar. You were talking to yourself about him in the bath.
I wasn't.
Oh, but you were. I heard you. Blaine, Blaine, Blaine. You said the name a dozen times. You know what I think we should do?
We should forget all about it. The man's a crackpot.
Well, it would be intriguing to investigate now, wouldn't it?
Investigate? Investigate what?
His murder.
Oh, Helen. The Horatius Blaine I examined was not murdered. He died from severe injuries. Oh, great Scott, the police were quite satisfied. McNaughton was on the job, and he's a sensible fellow.
All the same, let's investigate, just in case. It would be interesting, wouldn't it?
I haven't the time to play detective, and no more will I allow you to do so.
All I want to do is to find out if there was a man called Marwick associated with Blaine. That's all.
Look, my dear, you're forgetting.
Oh, but Peter...
You're only wasting your time. Now, please, Helen, stay out of all this, will you? If Blaine comes to me at 11 o'clock today, we'll go to the police and let them sort this out. and I'll tell you exactly what happens.
But, darling,
now, please don't argue.
Yes, Peter.
I remember waiting at 11 o'clock, half in trepidation for Blaine to arrive, but he didn't, and I confess it, I felt relief. I felt this lets me out of a lot. Well, it was at dinner that night that Helen spoke of him again.
He didn't call, did he, Peter?
You mean Blaine?
Of course.
No, but I didn't really expect him to. Just proves what I said in the first place. The fellow's a crackpot. There is a resemblance to the other Blaine, but that is possible. Perhaps he's a brother or something. Anyway, it does let me out of a great deal of unpleasantness.
I checked about Marwick.
You did what?
Checked about Marwick.
But Helen, I...
Darling, I had to, and I'm glad I did. I phoned every Marwick in the telephone book.
For goodness sake, why do that?
Because I felt it our duty.
Our duty is to mind our own business, not get involved with some crazy eccentric with a chip on his shoulder. Well, more than likely, Blaine has some feud on with Marwick and...
Oh, Peter, I wish you'd let me tell you what happened.
All right. Well?
This particular Marwick is G.L., and he lives in Burnham Tess. He answered the telephone. And when I asked him if he knew Horatius Blaine, he paused before he answered. Then he said, very carefully and cautiously, "Who is that speaking?" Of course, I didn't let on. And then he threw down the receiver.
And what does that prove?
It proves that he does know Horatius Blaine. It proves that there might be some truth in what your visitor told you.
Oh, my dear Helen.
But that's not all.
All right, go on.
I went to Burnham Terrace.
You did what?
Now, just keep calm, Peter, and listen to me.
You went there?
I pretended I was carrying out a survey for a detergent manufacturer.
Oh, this beats anything.
It's a broken-down sort of a district, and the house looked deserted. I knocked, and the woman opened the door. Oh, I asked her a few questions. Then I inquired if Horatius Blaine lived there. She gasped with sheer terror and slammed the door in my face.
Oh, you shouldn't have risked doing a thing like that, Helen. You must have been crazy.
Anyway, I'm satisfied that your visitor might have been speaking the truth.
Helen, do you realize what you're saying? Do you?
Yes, I do, Peter. I know what I'm saying. That the man who called last night was Horatius Blaine. And he was dead.
I stared at her. She spoke quite calmly. I could scarcely believe my ears. Was this really Helen talking?
Don't you see what it means, Peter?
Helen, what are you suggesting?
I don't understand this, Peter. Not for a single moment. But I'm sure Marwick and that woman did kill Blaine. It all works out. Now, doesn't it?
It's crazy and it's unhealthy. Now, please forget it.
You're frightened, aren't you, Peter?
Yes, I am, I suppose. I don't like thoughts of ghosts. In any case, they don't exist. They can't exist. I'm sure there's some perfectly reasonable explanation for all this.
What are we going to do? Well?
What on earth can we do? I ask you that, Helen. I can't go to Marwick and accuse him of murder. In any case, I dare say the fellow's quite innocent.
But he did act strangely.
Well, perhaps he was surprised at you asking for Blaine. There are dozens of explanations.
I'm going to see Inspector McNaughton.
You'll be wasting his time.
At least I will be doing something to help Blaine.
Help Blaine?
Don't you see? That's why he came to you last night. Because he wants help. He needs help.
I suggested he call on the police, but he said they won't listen to him.
There, you see, Peter. That proves it. They won't listen.
That doesn't prove a confounded thing to me.
All right, then. I'm going to McNaughton.
Go to him, then. Do what you like. It's obvious that you won't listen to me.
I wish you'd realize, Peter, that this is something I've got to do.
Well, Mrs. Turner, this is a pleasure. Sit down. Do sit down.
Thank you, Inspector. Peter's told me I'm wasting your time coming here like this. but I feel I should tell you this.
Trouble of some kind?
Do you remember Horatius Blaine?
Horatius Blaine? Oh, yes, of course. Motor accident. Fatal. 14th of February. What about him?
He called on Peter last night.
He did what?
Oh, I know you're going to think this is crazy, but it's true. He called on Peter to say he'd been murdered.
But, Mrs. Turner, he was killed. I saw him, there's no doubt at all. Absolutely none. It wasn't murder.
He named a person called Marwick. Now, Inspector, I went to see the Marwicks.
You went to see them?
I mentioned his name, and they were terrified. I'm sure they did kill him.
Now, see here, Mrs. Turner...
Oh, don't tell me this is ridiculous, that it's imagination, that you're sure there's some perfectly reasonable explanation for everything. I tell you, those people did kill that most unfortunate man.
But he couldn't have called on your husband.
He did.
Did you see him?
Well, no, but Peter did, and he talked to him.
But you've just told me that your husband doesn't believe.
He does in his heart, but he's too afraid to acknowledge it. Oh, Inspector, you must go round to these people.
And accuse them of murder. Mrs. Turner, that's as much as my job's worth.
If you receive an accusation from someone, you must investigate it, mustn't you?
Well, we do make inquiries, yes.
All right, then. I'm telling you that Horatius Blaine was murdered by Marwick. Now, you've got to do something about this.
It's highly irregular and, I believe, irresponsible. You know, Mrs. Turner, you can't make these accusations without any foundation in them at all.
Please, Inspector.
Oh, honestly. No, but all right. I'll do it. Though heaven knows I'm making a fine fool of myself.
Well, what do you want?
A few questions.
I've got nothing to say to the police. Now get out. Go on before I sit the dogs on you.
I'm coming in. Stand aside.
Oh, a very fine way to treat a lady, I'm sure, pushing her aside.
What's going on, Sean?
Police officer, and full of cheek he is too.
Police officer? What the devil do you want?
A few questions about one Horatius Blaine.
Never heard of him. Now come on, officer, push off. There's nothing for you here.
Huh. Talk about the rights of folk in a free country. Pushes his way in, bruises me arm. You see? You see? Finger marks. Oh, I'll have something to say about this. Just you wait.
I'm given to understand that you knew Blaine. That you knew him well.
I've never heard of him, like I said.
Yet this was the address given to us, and your name is Marwick.
Must be some mistake.
Who gave you our address? Oh, I know. Some nosy little blonde who called round here with her sly looks and her questions.
That'll do, Sean. Now push off, mister. You're on the wrong tack this time. There's the door.
That's right. There's the door. And you tell that little blonde to try and pin the murder on to someone else but leave us alone.
Watch your talk.
Well, all I was saying was...
I told you to keep quiet. Now do just that.
Oh... You hit me.
I hit you and I'll do it again.
Easy does it, Marwick. You asked me who told me to come here.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Who told you?
Blaine himself.
But Blaine is dead. I tell you, he's dead.
I know. But how do you? I haven't mentioned anything about Blaine being dead. Not a word.
Yeah, well, she read it in the paper, mister. It was in the paper. An accident. So he couldn't have called on you.
On the contrary, he did, although he was dead. He accused you and this woman here of his murder.
No, no, it isn't true. It isn't.
Now watch yourself, John. If you're going to break, you better get out. And that's final.
She's staying here, Marwick. Yes. Blaine called on me and told me quite a story.
I told you not to do it. I told you. I said leave him be, but no. Oh, no. You wanted the cash, so you did it your way.
Look, I told you to be quiet.
Oh.
I told you to keep your hands off her, Marwick.
He's a killer, he is. He is. He did it and rigged it like an accident.
That's a lie.
Oh, it's the truth. Now he's come back to haunt you. Good. Good. I said it was wrong. I did, Sergeant. I told him not to do it. I tried to talk him out of it, but I couldn't. And now we're both in trouble up to the neck because of him.
Well, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, no, you don't, Marwick. Stay where you are. There are some questions I would like to ask you.
Well, that's how it is, Doctor. A full confession of murder. It's fantastic. We had no lead on them at all, not an inkling. And now we've got a fully-fledged murderer on our hands.
There's no doubt at all?
No doubt at all. The woman broke when she heard about Blaine, told us everything. It was some money they were after. Marwick killed him, then arranged the accident. It was all very clever, and it did fool us, I confess it. If Mrs. Turner hadn't forced the issue and insisted that I visit Burnham Terrace, they would have got away with it. But there's a great deal I don't understand. For instance, did Blaine visit you?
Yes, I think so.
But you can't be sure, Doctor.
Well, I was tired, Inspector. It had been a busy day. I seemed to talk to someone. Then, of course, perhaps I didn't.
Anyway, Dr. Turner, you've done us a great service. Thank you.
You can thank Helen here. It was all her idea. I wouldn't have gone through with it.
I still can't believe it all worked out the way it did.
Lucky for us, you insisted, Mrs. Turner. It was certainly lucky for us. Ah, well, I'd best be getting back to the station. I've still got a few loose threads to tie up. No. Please, don't trouble to see me out. I know my way.
Goodbye, Inspector, and thank you.
What do you think it all means, Peter?
I've no idea at all, none. It could mean anything.
Do you think he did come that night?
Perhaps. Or perhaps not. The more I think back, the less sure I am.
Yet the name Marwick and everything, it does tie up. I believe he did come. I believe he wanted justice done.
But for heaven's sake, Helen, why choose me? Me, of all people. I don't believe that stuff. I'm a practical man of science. I deal in facts, plain and simple facts. I like things I can see and feel and understand. The rest, I don't know. I just don't know.
Yes, it was an ideal ending, wasn't it? We couldn't have worked it out any better if we tried, could we now? I believe Horatius Blaine had a perfect revenge. And I'm glad for his sake.
Helen took my arm, and we both sat there busy with our thoughts. Of course, Helen was right. The little man had the perfect revenge. But I'll never fully understand.
Time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes. The 11th hour.